Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've got questions? Well, God has answers. And today we turn to God's Word as we turn to the question, what is my purpose in life? Is there a purpose to life? Well, God says, yes, indeed. And he does more than just say it. He shows it. He shows it as God pours out his abundant love and mercy and grace upon us so that we can be people who are living our lives differently, so that we can be people who are living this abundant life that God has given to us as we, through our words and our deeds, reveal the glory of God to the people around us. That's what Jesus did in our gospel reading for today. In that first sign he performed, the miracle of changing water into wine, and you'll notice that it had a big impact, didn't it? Impact on the people who were gathered there, but more so on his disciples. Just listen to these words from the text. This, the first of his signs Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. What's my purpose? What's the meaning of life? Why don't we take a moment, take a look. We've got to turn up the volume, Deb. Sue, auxiliary. There you go.
I think everyone wants to know, why are we put here? Why are we on earth?
My purpose in life is to live a normal life, to be a citizen, a productive citizen.
Intentar pasar por la vida de la manera más productividad posible.
I don't fully know why I'm here, but I enjoy that. I enjoy knowing that, because then that creates endless possibilities for myself.
I would like to make a difference, even if it's only in one life. I prefer to do more.
Because I think the meaning of life, in my opinion, is to find something that you're passionate about and use that passion to make the world around you a better place.
Well, it seems to be happening to me more and more these days. I seem to be getting lost. I walk into a room and I can't remember why I walked in. I don't know, maybe it has something to do with age or something. I don't know. But it's not just that of getting lost. Sometimes I may find myself feeling lost. Maybe you know that feeling. As life gets hard, as things just don't seem to be adding up, as you just don't know where to go anymore, as those you love let you down, as those things that you once stood by seem to be crumbling around you, as the things that once brought satisfaction now only leave you feeling empty. Well, if you've ever felt lost like that, you know you wouldn't be alone. For we live in a world where people are longing for meaning. People who are seeking out a purpose for their lives. Now, maybe you heard about the guy out in Washington State who made it his mission in life, his purpose for life, to save the Little Caesars pizza shop that would be closing in his neighborhood. Now, that was his mission, and he hit his mission really hard. You see, he put together petitions to try to save the store. He went around and asked people to sign petitions. He started a GoFundMe campaign to raise money to stop the Little Caesars from closing. He planned a rally. Can you believe it? Out in the parking lot in front of the Little Caesars, even dressing up like Little Caesars so that that store wouldn't be closed. Now, here's the thing. I really do enjoy pizza. And I must say, I've been disappointed when some of the favorite restaurants that I like to go to have closed. But to make it my life's passion to keep a store, a Little Caesar's pizza restaurant, from closing, it seems a little empty to me. But it does show me that people are looking for a purpose. And rightly so, because I believe that you and I and all people were created that way. Created by our God to find meaning in our lives, to have purpose. But there's no doubt at times we find ourselves questioning our purpose. When things get hard, in times of sickness or loss or struggle, we wonder about the meaning of life. We become uncertain about what our purpose really is. But maybe you've noticed that it's not just in the bad times when this happens. I mean, things can be going along really grand. Our life can be good, and yet we long in our hearts for something more. Now, I have a friend who has it all. I mean, he's a really great guy. People like to be around him. He runs his own lucrative business. He has a wonderful family, married, and has kids who are doing real well and don't seem to have any real outward problems. Really, he can do whatever he wants to in life. There's nothing that's really even holding him back. And yet I remember him telling me not so long ago, there has to be more. I have it all, and yet there's something missing. Now, this friend of mine wouldn't have been the only person to discover that. In fact, Solomon, one of the wisest people of all times, came to the same conclusion. You might remember his words from the book of Ecclesiastes, where he says, meaningless. Life is meaningless. And he goes through a whole litany of all the things that he has, but in the end he says, life is meaningless without God. But with God, all things have meaning. Life has meaning. Life has purpose. And here's the thing for you and I. We can know and experience this abundant life that God wants for us. And that's why over the next 7 weeks, we're going to see again and experience again the abundance of our God as we are people who are ready to explore who this God of ours really is. But more than just explore in your life and in the lives of your friends, I pray that we can be people who live lives that will really make a difference as we experience our God's glory in everyday life. So that we can be people who live with a purpose and with a passion as we follow in the way of Jesus, this one who changed the world. Because you see, as followers of Jesus, this really is our mission. This really is our calling. This really is our purpose, to love as Christ loved us. Because as those of us who have experienced Christ's love, we recognize that it has changed us. It changes who we are. It changes what we do. So that we can actually be people who are willing to discover God's truth for our lives. As we find what we're looking for, and as we share it with the people that God brings into our lives. So that we can be people who are sharing the richness of our God with our neighbors and with the next generation, so that they can experience this life-changing love of God and be followers of Jesus too. And for this, and this happens, you see, when we are living the abundant life. When we are reflecting to the world the new life that God has given to us, as we find what we're looking for and live with real purpose. Now, you've probably all heard it said before, you get what you pay for. And I don't think that statement could be any more true in these days of Amazon shopping, right? For those of you who shop on Amazon, you certainly know that there are plenty good deals on Amazon with products from all over the world, with competitive pricing, with the ability to spend hours and hours comparing one item against another. But if the deal seems too good to be true, guess what? It probably is. And maybe you've learned the hard way, as I have. As you order these wonderful deals on Amazon, and when they show up at your door, the product fails. The quality just isn't up to snuff, and some of the stuff is really just plain junk. But there's nothing cheap about what our God makes. For we, you and I, we've been created in His image. People who have value, people who have worth, no matter our past, no matter our struggles, no matter our failures, we are people with a purpose as we reflect the very heart of our God. For ours, Roman numeral one, ours is a God who gives us His best. And you see, that has been revealed to us and to the world in the person and in the work of His Son, Jesus Christ. We saw that, didn't we, in our reading from our gospel lesson for today, as Jesus does the amazing. I mean, as He fulfills the words of the scriptures. You see, the Old Testament prophets spoke of a day that when the Messiah came, it would be a day of bounty and fruitfulness, a day of overflowing abundance. Do we see a connection there with those big jugs of water that had been turned to wine? It was a banquet. It was a party. It was a picture of God's promise that when the Messiah came, there would be abundance. And it was there that Jesus in this sign revealed his glory. And what I find so amazing is that He does it in the everyday things of life, where people are gathered using everyday elements of water and jars. And in these simple things, His glory is revealed as God gives to us His best. As He takes this water and he changes it into wine. And I love the response of the people gathered there. Like, what in the world is going on here? The wine steward says, he says, you know, usually, you know, we start off with the good stuff and everybody gets liquored up, and then we bring out the bad stuff. What's going on here? You know, they've already had good stuff, and this stuff is even better. I mean, the people gathered there, Mary and others, certainly recognized that they were running on empty. And yet Mary says, there's something about this Jesus you need to know. Mary commits it to Jesus, and He does the rest. For a party that was lacking, it was now filled up beyond belief. Now, you and I, we are a people who are often lacking too. Not so much when it comes to material things. Not so much when it comes to opportunities, not in potential, but in here. In matters of the heart, as we fail to recognize our purpose, as we point number one, as we experience real emptiness, as we struggle to find our true identity as God's children loved and forgiven, as we tend to run after the things of this world only to see that it is never enough. More work, more stuff, more happiness, and yet it never seems to materialize. We think, though, if we have more, then we can do more and be more. And yet it doesn't seem to work. There was a story on the internet this past week of a young man who thought he could get more. He could get for himself an iPhone and it would change his life. Well, it did. Unfortunately, he was willing to give his kidney for an iPhone. And sad to say, the one kidney that he does have now is not functioning as it should. We run after the things of this world only to see that it's never enough. And it shows, doesn't it, in our lives, in our attitudes, in our actions, as we find ourselves judging others, as we struggle to live by faith, trusting that God really does have a plan for our lives. And here's the thing. You know, we don't have to run after those other things because God does have a plan for our lives. Because you see, you don't have to be great to be a servant. You don't have to have it all in the eyes of the world to be a person of love. You don't have to know it all to be a person who has a purpose that changes things. As we are people who, point number two, as we receive what our God gives. As Jesus gives us what only He can give. Fixing what we can't fix. Restoring our broken hearts and our broken souls. As He assures us that we are loved, that we are valuable, that He can use people like us to do miraculous things. As we are people who bring good news into people's bad news. As we have the opportunity to share with others a hope for something more. As we have been given a real reason to celebrate. For you see, it was Jesus who carried out His purpose for people like us. He emptied Himself, becoming nothing, taking the form of a servant, joining Himself to us, taking our sin, dying our death, that we could really live, that we could share His glory. For you see, where Jesus is, abundance always follows. Abundant joy, abundant hope, and abundant life. As we see again, as we experience again that Roman numeral 2, ours is a God who gives us purpose. Now, sometimes the things that we do don't seem all that spectacular. Our purpose doesn't seem all that profound. But listen to the story of a young man named Matt White. Matt White was simply going to the grocery store, and as he was about to leave, a young man came up to him and said, "Sir, could I carry out your groceries for you so that I could get a little money? Because I'd like to buy a box of donuts." "Okay, donuts." And Matt looked at him and said, "Okay, it looks like he needs more than a few donuts." And he allowed him to carry out his groceries to his car. And as he was walking, he said, "You know, why don't we head back? I'd like to get you a few more things. Because it looks like you maybe, you know, need more than just donuts." And the young man graciously received the gift, and he said, let me drive you home. And Matt Matt drove him home, and they came to a poorer section of Memphis, and the young man pointed out his home, and it really wasn't much more than a shack, and Matt helped him bring the groceries in and discovered that his mom was handicapped, and Matt and this young man and his mother were just barely surviving. And so Matt took it on himself to begin to raise money for this young man. And he used one of these GoFundMe campaigns, not to save a Little Caesar's pizza shop, but to help this young man and his mom. And he raised over $200,000 with the simple act of going to the grocery store. And when he had an encounter with a young man, simply saying yes. It may not seem all that profound. It may not seem all that spectacular. But here's the thing, as we take what we have been given, as we receive what we have been given, as we use the gifts as individuals, and we're all different, as we heard in that reading from our epistle lesson, and as we, and here's kind of the key, I believe, as we actually do something and not just talk about it, our God can and will do the miraculous. I mean, he did it as he changed water into wine, but more than that, when he changed the hearts and the lives of those people who were gathered there that day. And Jesus wants to change us too, to be people living out our purpose as we, point number one, as we reflect his glory. Loving others as God loved us. Living differently in our attitudes and in our actions as our lives are impacted and as those around us are impacted. Here in this world, in this life, but more than that, in the life to come. Knowing that now is the time to say yes and to live out our purpose as we, point number two, as we live abundantly. Giving our best, giving our all, giving ourselves. Because God can use each of us for his glory as we are willing to find our purpose in him. The search is on. People are looking. But here's the thing, in Jesus, we can find what we're looking for. We can find the abundant life that Jesus came to give and find our purpose in him. And that can happen for you and for me as we are people who are following Jesus together. Amen. Now may God's peace, which passes all our understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. So what's the one thing that grabs your attention that you've heard today, that you've thought about today, that you can take with you this week, that you can hold on to as you're living life, that can have an impact on you and on the people around you? Why don't we at this time stand, and we'll confess our faith as followers of Jesus, and we'll do so as we speak together the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.